was Michelle.
You said it was Michelle there?
This is.
Yeah, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not telling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anybody, anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, ma'am, or no?
No.
Okay, we can definitely proceed in that case, ma'am. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely are the chances? Vote.
Definitely vote. Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat? Okay, I appreciate it. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And also, what is your age? I got 49 here. Is that correct?
Correct.
49, right. Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, ma'am, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic,
White,
Latino?
White, Caucasian.
White, Caucasian. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10, from 0 to 10. 10, extremely motivated. Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve.
Oh, somewhat or strongly approved?
I guess I'll say strongly.
Okay, your opinion is very important.
There's room for improvement, but I'll say strongly.
And that is exactly why your opinion is so important to us. Thank you so much for sharing it. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 again. How important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, though. Working to end the war in Gaza, the war in Gaza, from 0 to 10.
The U.S. and U.S. Congress working to end that, I'll say a 6.
A 6, okay. Reducing crime and violence?
8.
8, thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
I'll say 7.
7, thank you. Creating more affordable housing?
Can I change
that
to 9?
Yes, you can. Protecting Social Security and Medicare can be changed to 9. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So that's almost the most important in 9, right? Thank you. Now, creating more affordable housing from 0 to 10.
Yeah, that's an 8.
An 8. Making college more affordable?
4.
4, thank you. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds back cops, bad cops, right?
I'll say 7.
7, thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
10, thank you. Banning TikTok?
Banning TikTok?
That's what, yeah.
I'll say 2.
You'll say 2, okay.
Say
no, I understand. It's still part of the survey, but your opinion is extremely important. Thank you. Some of them may be very trivial and crucial, but thank you for your opinion, man. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations. From 0 to 10, please.
I'll
by, right? Somewhat important. Thank you so very much. And now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100 in this case, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Charlemagne the God.
Okay, I'm
going to
say
50. 50, okay. So X, formerly known as Twitter?
I'll say 20.
20. Joe Biden?
I'll say 95.
95. Democrats in Congress?
90.
90. Cory Booker, please.
I like Cory Booker. I'll say 90.
90 as well. Thank you. And Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh, I'll say 40.
40. Cornel West?
Oh, I love him. I'll say 95.
95. Republicans in Congress?
I'll say 30.
30. TikTok?
I'll say 50. I don't really think
a 50. Okay. How about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. And YouTube?
YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.
I'll say 50.
50, right? Thank you so much. Now, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I would vote for Joe Biden, though. I wish I could vote for Cornel West, but I wouldn't waste my vote. I don't think enough people realize his brilliance.
Okay. So you are actually leaning towards Joe Biden, right?
Yeah. Okay.
In general,
Joe Biden.
And that's my next question, by the way. Thank you for your opinion. Generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president in your own words, in one or two sentences?
Because I have voted for third-party candidates before, Bernie Sanders and others, and it just never works out. We're not in that place as a country, unfortunately, or as a democracy, so... Joe Biden for me.
So you have voted for third-party candidates in the past and they didn't work for you, right?
Correct. Because okay. I voted for them in the past and then the Republicans got those seats, so I would not vote that way anymore.
Which is extremely important to also record on the survey. Thank you so much. Now, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
I'm going to say a threat. I'm a teacher and I find it
Would you find it somewhat more of a threat or much more as a threat?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you. Which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
It should be more regulated.
Should be more regulated. Thank you. Moving forward, I'm thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online. Which of the following do you think and feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? YouTube, X, formerly known as Twitter, video games, Google, Instagram, TikTok or Facebook or Meta? Meta.
Which do Meta. I think is the most?
Yeah, the one that you think is the most, the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security of those.
I'll say Google.
Google, right? Okay, thank you for your opinion, ma'am. Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? X, formerly Twitter, do you use it multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. How about TikTok?
Not at all.
Not at all. About Facebook?
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day? Instagram?
Is it at least once a day a choice?
About once a day is a choice.
Okay. About once a day? Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day when it comes to Facebook, okay. Now, would you say the same about Instagram or about once a day or multiple times a day?
Multiple times a day.
How about YouTube?
Once a month.
Once a month. Okay, about once a month. Thank you so very much. In that case, moving forward with the 77% complete, almost done. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree. As easy as that, with each statement. Now, TikTok plays a positive role in society. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
And is that somewhat or strongly disagree?
I'll say I strongly disagree.
Okay. Meta or plays or Facebook right, plays a positive role in society. Agree or disagree?
I would say is there a neutral?
Neutral. Okay. Would you somewhat disagree or somewhat
agree? I agree.
Somewhat or strongly agree. Somewhat agree, right? Thank you. Now, the next one is X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree on that one?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I strongly disagree.
Okay, Meta keeps its users' data secure?
I'll strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you very much. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into law? Yes, a lot. Yes, a little, or not heard?
Yes, a little.
Yes, a little. So you did hear about that, okay? Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I guess I somewhat support.
Somewhat support, right? Thank you. And generally speaking, at the 90%, ma'am, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Much more likely to vote for? Somewhat more likely to vote for? Somewhat more likely to vote against? Or much more likely to vote against?
I guess the third choice, but it would make no impact.
No difference to you? It would make no difference to you, okay?
I mean,
vote.
Even if it's banned, there'll be something else that pops up. It's only like
indeed. And that's also a possible choice. No worries. Thank you, ma'am. Your opinion is the most important thing here. Thank you very much. At the 92%, almost done. And what do you think was Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? I'll give you the list. They have been influenced by big tech's lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They are playing politics. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. Or they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us.
Well, I would hope it's the second to last one, but I'm going to say that they are concerned about, it was like the second one you said about privacy.
They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security.
Yeah,
that was the second one. Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, local TV news, news websites or apps, music and entertainment sites, YouTube, print newspapers or magazines, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, national even network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, talk or news radio, or none of the above?
I'll say newspapers and online news sites.
Print newspapers and online, like social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
No, the one where you said...
news aggregators.
Yeah.
Such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And
print newspapers. Or apps, like
exactly.
The Huffington Post app. Something
like that. Got it. That's the one, exactly. Thank you so very much in that case, ma'am. Moving forward, the last few questions are only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
How high of schooling have I completed?
Yeah, you said you were a teacher, postgraduate, college graduate.
I have a PhD.
So got a PhD. Thank you. Yes. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried.
Thank you so much. Unmarried with partner or just single?
Single.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes. I have one that's 18 and one that's 16.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful evening, ma'am.
Thanks.
You're more than welcome. Bye now.